Well, I have Michael Small in my hands, Cheryl Minima's new children's book called Johnny's Pheasant.
Beautiful.
And it is. And the illustrations are beautiful. The illustrations are by Julie Flett. And they look to me like they're watercolors. But we'll talk with Cheryl more about that right now because she joins us from, I believe, the Twin Cities area. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Thank you for being on our program today.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. And let's talk about Johnny's Pheasant. And where'd you get the idea for having a pheasant, a children's book kind of focused on a pheasant and what it means to a young boy?
The story came from a memory. And it was a memory of Grandma and Johnny. And the original memory was actually an owl. And so they did bring home the bird, and it did. It was only knocked out, and it came to and flew around. And so, but in writing the story, I decided to switch it over to a pheasant.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you why you chose a pheasant.
Because within the Ojibwe culture, there's different variations on the meaning of birds, and I didn't want to use the owl because of some beliefs of the owl being a bad omen. And so we don't have the belief in our family with the owl, but I wanted to be sensitive, and I didn't want to put a children's story out there with the actual memory of an owl. So I kind of switched it up and chose a pheasant that was a little bit more friendly in a story for all children and all families. And in that process, I decided to keep the hooting in there, even though it was written for an owl.
I see. Yeah, I was going to ask you about the hoot, because Johnny and the owl, and the pheasant, excuse me, are quoted in the book. It's one of their main. Say, you're a member of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. How would you say, you've kind of alluded to this, how would you say your culture with the Ojibwe culture, how would you say it influenced the book?
Quite a lot. Growing up on the reservation, we had a lot of time spent on, on language and culture, and, being raised within a traditional Ojibwe family. And we had a lot of humor in everyday life. And so just combining and using all of that experience in writing the story.
Yeah. What does the idea of rescuing a bird, John? Of course, Grandma thinks that the bird might be dead and she would use the feathers for some of her craft work. The bird is revived and is alive and eventually is freed. I think I'm not giving away too much of the plot here. But was there any reason for that whole sequence of events I described? They find the bird injured in a field and bring it home, and it ends up being alive enough to recover. Flies around, lands on Grandma's head. I'm giving away the whole story, aren't I? Shoot. It's a very cute and clever story.
Yes, thank you. It's being that it's based on some memory, the sequence did happen. And so, and it's also realistic in a way that, being resourceful and doing different crafts, we're always looking for things to incorporate into our crafts. And Grandma would have used the owl feathers. And so that's, it just kind of pulls from that, being resourceful and, possibly using the feathers for craft work. But, that's not what Johnny wanted.
Say, I want to ask you about Julie Flett's work on this book. Now, are these watercolors? It looks like watercolors to me. Tell us about Julie, a little more about Julie Flett, the illustrator.
I haven't met her. This was the first time that we've collaborated on a project in working with the press, and they proposed, a few different illustrators. And once I saw her work, I just began to see her work in my story and, them coming together and working well together. And so I've been really happy with the outcome and how her illustrations fit with the story.
Yeah.
Now, there's a simplicity and a beauty to this story, and one can sit down and read it fairly quickly. Is it difficult to write a children's story?
It's quite the process, yes. The final work of it, you know, if you would just take the text out of the story, is quite short, but quite a lot goes into the fine details of the story, because you have such a limited amount of space and a lot to put into the process of a story, the structure, and meeting all the elements of a well-written story. So it's quite the challenge in the short amount of space within a children's picture book.
Well, I think I think young readers and their parents are going to just totally enjoy this one. Say, you also are a poet, and you do floral beadwork in addition to photography. So you're kind of a multifaceted artist. You've had another book called Hungry Johnny. Is that the same Johnny that's in Johnny's Pheasant? Yeah? What's Hungry Johnny about?
Johnny's with Grandma, and they're in the kitchen, and Grandma's cooking for a feast, and Johnny wants some cinnamon rolls, but he has to wait until after the feast and after there's a prayer. So there's quite a series of events of kind of getting close to being able to eat and get the sweet rolls, but then something else happens, and then Johnny has to wait. So he learns a lot of patience with Grandma.
Oh, good. That's great. Say, have you published any of your poetry?
Not yet. I'm currently working on a manuscript now.
And tell us about your beadwork, your floral beadwork.
Yes, I learned from my mom how to do the Ojibwe floral beadwork. I learned at a quite young age, and just working on dance regalia and learning to do loom work, applique beadwork, and then as I got older, I decided to do, you know, more larger project like the Ojibwe Bandolier Bang.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Do you know, by any chance, have you met Delina White?
I've heard of her, yes.
Okay, yeah. Because another Ojibwe artist who does beautiful floral beadwork. Well, Cheryl, it's a pleasure to have you on the program this morning and visit with you about your new book, Johnny's Pheasant, published by University of Minnesota Press, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and miigwech and best wishes to you.
Miigwech.
All right, take care. Cheryl Minima.
Thanks.
And if you want more information about Johnny's Pheasant, more about that book, just give us a call, 800-662-5799.